Okay, is attava rupadana clinging to sakkaya dittis? So that there's four different types of upadana or clinging, and the last one is attava rupadana, which is clinging to the belief in self, and of course sakkaya ditti what's the technical term? Krunodomo. Come to my aid. Sakkaya ditti is the personal. No. I mean, it's the soul. The ten types of fetters. Thank you. fetters. And there are the ten fetters that are the obstruction to liberation. The first three are what obstruct the entry into the stream. And one of them is sakkaya ditti, the belief in the identification with the sort of body-mind complex. So it's a attava rupadana is much broader. Because it would still play itself out in the more refined types of clinging to self and conceit, self-conceit. It forms the basis of sakkaya ditti, but it also forms, it's broader. And the difference between attava rupadana and dit upadana, dit upadana is clinging to views, clinging to views, opinions. Attava rupadana is the clinging to the belief in self or and it's interesting that the structure of the language is not, it's not clinging to self, it's clinging to the belief in self, because sort of the self is non-existent, but it's clinging to the belief in it. At the wada, wada is sort of like the belief or the kind of teaching about it or the structure of it.